Scene 4 of The Soul's Awakening. Same landscape as in Scene 2. Hillary's business manager and Romanus pausing in their walk. Manager. You know the mystic friends of Hillary, and I can see in you the prudent man who heeds the power of careful judgment needed in occult strivings or in daily life. I value the opinion which you hold, but how can I make sense of what you said? You think it right for Strada's friends to stay in realms of spirit and not use their power of seership to work here in this world. But is this not as dangerous for Strada? His mode of spirit seems to me to prove that nature demons always will delude him when he attempts, impelled by strong desires, to work in terms of outer earthly deeds. The prudent mystic knows that he at first must strengthen forces from within in order to resist these enemies, but Strada's sight, it seems, is not yet ripe to see such foes upon his spirit path. Romanus. But those good spirit beings, guiding men who stand as yet outside the spirit realms, have still not left his side. They turn away from mystics, though, who make a pact with beings to serve their personal mood and way of spirit. In Strada's bearing, I distinctly feel that nature spirits still endow his self with fruits that spring from their good forces. Manager. And nothing but your feelings forces you to think good spirits work in Strada? You offer little and demand so much. Am I in future to consult these spirits if I would further work where for so long I have been privileged to give to labor its meaning and its genuine spirit, to which the father of Hillary was bound in loyalty? I still can hear him speaking from his grave, although his son no longer cares to listen. What would the spirit of that gallant man be saying if he saw that these crazy minds his son now tries to bring into his house, into this house? I know that spirit who for 90 years maintained himself in body and in soul. He taught me the real secret of good work in those old days when he could work himself and while his son crept off to mystic temples. Romanus, my friend, is it unknown to you how much respect I have for such an attitude? The old man, whom you rightly chose as model, was surely its good servant all his life. And I myself have striven, from my childhood up to this very day, to serve this spirit. But I, too, stole away to mystic temples. I planted faithfully into my inner depths what they were willing to bestow on me. But when I left their doors, my reason swept aside the temple's mood for daily life. I knew that in this way I best could carry this mood's strong forces into earthly life. From out the temple, nonetheless, I brought my soul into my work. It's well that soul stays undisturbed by earthly reasoning. Manager. And do you think that Strada's mode of spirit is but remotely similar to yours? At your side, I would always know myself free from the spirit beings Strada brings. I feel acutely, even in his random speech, that elemental beings pour themselves with quickening life into his words and being, revealing things our senses cannot grasp. And yet it's this I find in him repellent. Romanus. This word, my friend, strikes deeply to my heart. Since I drew near to Strada, I have had to feel the thoughts which I received from him, endowed with quite extraordinary powers. They moved me just as if they were my own. And one day I reflected, what if you owe not to yourself but to him the power which let you grow to full maturity? This feeling soon was followed by a second. What if, for all that makes me of some use in life and work and service for mankind, I am indebted to some past earth life? Manager. This is exactly what I feel about him. The closer one draws near him, the more strongly the spirit working in him moves one's soul. If your strong mind could thus succumb to him, how could I manage to protect my own if I unite with him in active work? Romanus. It will be up to you alone to find the right relationship between you both. I think that Strada's power cannot harm me, since in my thought I have conceived the way in which he may have once obtained this power. Manager, obtained he power over you? He, the dreamer, over you, the man of action? Romanus, if one might dare imagine that in Strada a spirit lives its active life, who once could raise himself in some past life on earth to most unusual inner heights, who knew then much of what the others of that time were not advanced enough to even dream, it would be possible that from his spirit thoughts once originated which could find their way into the common life of men, and that from this source people like myself could gain proficiency in work on earth. The thoughts which in my youth I seized upon and which I found in my environment could well have sprung from this, his spirit. Manager, and do you think it then permissible to trace back thoughts which are of general value in life to Strada in particular? Romanus, I'd be a dreamer if I thought that way. I do not spin ideas about life's conduct with eyes shut tight. It never was my way to dream along in thoughts that came to me. With open eyes I look at him, and see how Strada shows himself as entity, what qualities he has and how he acts, what's more, in how he fails. And I know clearly I had to form my judgment of his gifts as I have just presented it to you. I see him present in my mind, as if this man had stood before my earthly eyes already many hundred years ago, and that I am awake I know full well. I will work side by side with Hilary. All that will come that has to come about, do give some further thought to all his plans. Manager, for me it is of greater value now to think about what you have been confiding. Exit Manager and Romanus. Johannes comes from another direction, deep in thought, and sits down on a boulder. He is at first alone. Afterward appear Johannes's double, the spirit of Johannes's youth, and finally the guardian of the threshold, and Ahriman. Johannes, I was astonished when Cupacius disclosed to me how my soul's inward life revealed itself unto his spirit sight. Thus could a truth become obscured to me, which years ago stood out in clearest light, that everything which lives in human souls works further in the outer realms of spirit. I knew it long ago, but could forget it. When Benedictus pointed out the path to my first seership, I could behold Cupacius and Strada quite distinctly as spirit images, though changed in age. I saw the forming power of their thinking start circling waves that spread in world expanses. All this I know so well, and did not know it when I beheld it through Cupacius. The knowing part within me was asleep, and, too, that in a long past life on earth I was bound closely with Cupacius. This also for a long time I have known. I did not recognize it at that moment. How can I guard my knowledge at all times? A voice from the distance, that of Johannes's double. The enchanted weaving of their own being. Johannes. And wakening dreaming reveals to the souls the enchanted weaving of their own being. While Johannes is speaking these lines, his double approaches him. Johannes does not recognize him, but thinks the other Philea is coming toward him. Johannes. You come once more, O you mysterious spirit, you who brought true counsel to my soul. Double. Johannes, your awakening remains illusion, till you yourself will liberate the shade on whom your guilt bestows a spellbound life. Johannes. This is the second time you speak these words. I will obey them. Point me out the way. Double. Johannes. Let live within the realm of shades what has been lost to you in your own self, but give them light out of your spirit light, so that he will not have to suffer pain. Johannes, I may have only numbed the shadow being, but not subdued him. He must, therefore, stay a spellbound shade among the other shades, till I unite myself again with him. Double, then give to me what now you owe this being. the power of love impelling you toward Him, the hope which He engendered in your heart, the quickening life which is concealed in Him, the fruits of earth lives in the distant past, now lost to you along with His existence. Oh, give me them. I'll bring them faithfully to Him. Johannes, you know the way to Him? Show it to me. Double, I could approach Him in the realm of shades, when you had raised yourself to spirit spheres. But since the powers of desire have lured you, and to His being you have turned your mind, my strength must always fail me when I seek Him. But if you will abide by my advice, my strength might then create itself anew. Johannes, I've promised you that I would follow you. I will, with all my strength of soul, renew this vow, O Spirit, you who are a riddle. But if you still can find the way to Him, then in this fateful hour, show it to me. Double, I find Him now, yet cannot guide you to Him. I can alone show to your eye of soul, EYE, the being whom your longing ever seeks. The spirit of Johannes' youth appears. Spirit of Johannes' youth. I shall be bound forever to the Spirit, who's opened now the eyes of soul for you, so that your inner sight will find me, when, commanded by the Spirit, I show myself to you in future. You should, though, know in truth this Spirit at whose side you see me now. The spirit of Johannes' youth disappears, and now Johannes recognizes his double. Johannes, not that mysterious spirit. My other self? Double, now follow me, for you have made the vow. I must now lead you to my sovereign Lord. The guardian of the threshold appears and places himself at the side of the double. Guardian, Johannes, if you wish to tear away this spirit shade from spellbound worlds of soul, destroy desires alluring you still further. The clues which you pursue lead you to naught as soon as you are driven by desires. They lure you past my threshold and elude it. But following here the will of higher beings, I can confuse the inward sight of those within whose spirit glance live vain desires. Their sight must first encounter me before they can ascend to purest light of truth. I hold you, therefore, fast within your gaze as long as you approach me with desires. You see myself, too, in delusion's form, while vain desires are joined to inner sight, and spirit peacefulness as sheath of soul has not yet taken hold of your whole being. Make strong the words of power that you know. There, spirit strength will conquer your delusion. Then recognize me, freed from all desires, and you will see me as I really am. And then I need no longer hold you back from gazing freely into spirit realms. Johannes, you, too, reveal yourself as my delusion? You, too, whom I must see in truth as first of all the beings in the spirit realms? How shall I know the truth when I must find one truth alone confronts my further steps, that I make my delusions ever denser? Ahriman, do not permit him to confuse you quite. He guards the threshold faithfully indeed, although he shows himself in borrowed clothes which you have patched together in your mind from odds and ends that look like melodrama. You, as artist, could, of course, avoid producing him in such a wretched style, though later you will surely do it better. But even his distorted image serves. It does not need too much of emphasis to show you what his present stature is. You should take note of how the guardian speaks. Too mournful is his tone, too much of pathos. Forbid him this, and he will show to you from whom today he borrows to excess. Johannes, the content even of his words deceives? Double, do not ask this of Ahriman, who always in contradictions finds his chief delight. Johannes, Whom shall I ask? Double. Why, ask yourself. I will now strongly arm you with my power, that wakefully you find that part of you, whence you can gaze without your burning wishes. Give yourself strength. Johannes. The enchanted weaving of my own being, enchanted weaving of my own being, reveal what is beyond my burning wishes. The guardian disappears. In his place appear Benedictus and Maria. Maria, you see me too, but in delusion's form, while vain desires are joined to inner sight. Benedictus, and spirit peacefulness as your soul sheath has not yet taken hold of your whole being. The double Benedictus and Maria disappear. Johannes, Benedictus, Maria, they, the guardian, how could they now appear to me as guardian? Though I have been with you for so many years, let me read that again, though I have been with you for many years, yet I must seek you still, for so commands the enchanted weaving of my own being. Exit left, Strater, Benedictus, and Maria enter from the right. Strater, you gave in close communion of spirit, before the deep abyss of my own being, wise counsel to my inner vision. Though at this time I cannot comprehend it, it will work on in me and surely solve within myself the riddles of my life, which would impede me in my further strivings. I feel in me the power that your endeavor gives to the seeker on the spirit path. Therefore I will be able now to give you the service which you'll need for Hilary's great work, planned for the good of all mankind. Capacius will indeed be missed by us. The other's vigor never will replace his part in the performance of his duties, but that will come which is to come about. Benedictus. But that will come which is to come about. These words express the grade of your maturing. They do not find, however, in the souls of all the other spirit friends, an echo. Tomasius is not prepared to carry the power of spirit into sense existence. He, too, withdraws from our activities. Through him a sign of destiny is shown. We all must now discover other tasks. Strater. And is Maria, are not you still here? Benedictus. Maria, if she is to find the way which leads her back in truth from spirit life to realms of sense, must take Johannes with her. The earnest guardian has ordained it so. He holds stern watch where both realms have their border. She cannot lend her help to you as yet. And this may serve you as a certain sign that at this time you will not truly find the way into the realm of earthly matter. Strater. So I am, then, alone now with my aims? Oh, loneliness! Was it you that sought me out when I stood there at Felix Balder's side? Benedictus. All that has lately happened in our circle has taught me, from your course of destiny, to read in spirit light a certain word, which hitherto concealed itself from me. I saw you joined with special kinds of beings, who would work evil if already now they would take hold of human spheres of action. Yet now they live as germs in certain souls, to ripen for the earth in future times. I saw such germs alive within your soul, that they're unknown to you is for your good. They will first recognize themselves through you. But as of now the road is barred for them, which leads them into realms of earthly matter. Strater. Whatever else your words may say to me, they show that loneliness is seeking me. This loneliness in truth will forge the sword. Maria told me this at my abyss. Benedictus and Maria draw back. Strater is alone. The soul of Theodora appears. Soul of Theodora. And Theodora will in realms of light engender warmth, so that your spirit sword may strike with vigor enemies of soul. She disappears. Exit Strater, Benedictus. Exit Strater. Benedictus and Maria come forward. Maria. O my wise teacher, I have never heard you speak in such tones the words of destiny to students who have reached the stage of Strader. Will his soul's course take on such speed that these words' power will be of benefit to him? Benedictus. Fate ordered me, and so it had to be. Maria. And if this power is not of use to him, will not its ill effects touch you as well? Benedictus. Evil it will not be. I do not know how it will manifest itself in him. Although my vision reaches now those realms where such a counsel shines into my soul, I cannot see the picture of its effect. And if I try to see, my vision dies. Maria. Your vision dies, beholding? My leader yours? Who then destroys the seer's trusted gaze? Benedictus. Johannes flees with it to cosmic reaches. We must now follow him. I hear him call. Maria. He calls. His call rings out from spirit spaces. Through it there radiates far distant fear. Benedictus. So sounds from ever empty fields of ice the friend's entreating call in cosmic reaches. Maria. The cold of ice is burning in myself, in kindling tongues of flame in my soul depths. The flames consume the power of my thinking. Benedictus. In depths of your own soul the fire blazes. Johannes kindles it in cosmic frost. Maria. The flames are fleeing, fleeing with my thinking. And there, at distant cosmic shores of soul, a furious battle. My own thinking fights at flowing nothingness, cold spirit light. My thinking wavers, reels, cold light. It strikes out of my thinking flaming waves of darkness. What now emerges from the fierce dark heat? In red flames storms myself into the light, into cold light of cosmic fields of ice. Curtain. End of scene 4.